just swallow is that me.
I think we're competing for biggest booty, actually.
I don't think we're in any competition, girl. Your yash is bigger than my own.
I need to deprive myself a little bit so that God know I'm serious.
Have you gone naked before God? Ah, life, I've not shown you pepper till you've gone naked before God. Girl. That you will be your bed.
Hi. My name is Valerie. I'm super excited to be here. I was trying to order another bottle of wine. And this is my beautiful new co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm T Gobs. Bonjour.
Yeah, fool. I feel like you should. I thought you'd not want to introduce yourself as T Gobs.
No, I was debating whether it would be T, Tommy, or T Gobs. But I also feel I don't want to be on the street and someone just, oh my God, so.
It'll piss you off.
Let's reserve something for my family members.
Fair enough. Do your family members call you Tommy?
Yes, no.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. It's, so, are we sticking to T or?
Let's interchange between T and T Gobs. But it's going to be T most of the time,
I think I can live with T. So, how are you doing, T?
I'm fine, V.
T, V, V, T. No, T, V.
V, T. V.
How are you feeling, though? Like, I mean, it's like the year is almost over, first of all. How has this year been for you?
Honestly. I've gone through shaggy. I've gone through a lot of things.
Listen.
I've gone through things I wouldn't... If someone told me at the beginning of the year or more, this is what the year is going to show you, I'd have said it's a lie.
You know...
Masigu Mountain, I'd have began to pray.
Right now, I feel like... May... of this year and October, those 2 months, they are in a stiff competition for my life. The way, like...
Oh, they were trying to snatch it.
May was after my life and I overcame it. Now, October is desperately, like...
It's trying to attack.
It's choking my neck. Like, I feel like... why are you laughing?
Like, because I feel like everybody has the same experience in labor. Like, October, things are trying to snatch you.
I took so many L's. I've taken so many L's between September and October. I'm hoping and I'm praying. You know what's so funny? And now I understand why people fast. Like, I was laying
down...
Wait,
hold on. You don't used to fast before?
Ah! I fast for, like... So, I don't think... I've fasted with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've fasted for Lent.
Okay.
But I think fasting for Lent was something that I did because it was the time of the year to
I'm
fast.
I'm not going to lie. Fasting, because I was raised in a Roman Catholic household as well.
Yeah, so but I fast for
fasting
Lent.
Fasting for Lent
I'll
is
fast,
vibes.
I'll fast and I abstain, but like I'll probably abstain from something. Like I always give up something for Lent, but I don't think I ever did it for myself. You know how religion is something that you learn from your parents?
And then you have to adapt it to yourself.
Yeah, to yourself. So I think... This week was the first time that I ever was like, you know what?
I'm not gonna eat
until so and so time because I want to talk to God. Like, it was the first time, like, I, as an adult, decided to fast.
I think there's some things here.
Because this joke.
Let me say, there's some things that will hold you.
I need to deprive myself a little bit so that God know I'm serious.
Have you gone naked before God? Ah, life, I've not shown you pepper till you've gone naked before God.
Girl.
That you will be your bed. Crying. Ah, no, my dear. Fasting for me right now is a preventative measure.
My dear, that fasting really shocks
you. Is it preventative?
I don't know.
Measure.
I feel like anybody listens to any of my close friends listen to this podcast will be so shocked because Valerie, I'm fasting. This must have really
hook you, Abby.
My sister.
I'm not gonna lie.
But I believe that God's grace is sufficient for
Amen.
Me.
Amen. I don't want to get to the stage ever in my life where I'm rolling on the floor naked. If it's not for joy,
my ritual.
If it's not for joy, you know, I don't want to do it. So as a result, my dear, when I see that shaggy in the front, I say, it's time. 3-day dry fast is going.
But I have a positive. I'm very hopeful for the future. I feel like I love where I'm at the moment. I feel like I've really grown up this year. There are lots of things that would have like
shook you before,
shook me, threw me off. And I'm not saying that they didn't, but I feel like my recovery attitude, my recovery techniques, and my recovery time have all improved.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I've grown up, but I definitely still 100% have childlike tendencies. Mm. But I feel like this year has taught me a lot of things about myself. And I'm very excited for that, because you know when people say that your 30s are for you to feel grown and sexy, yeah, and you have money, yeah, and like,
yeah,
I hear it like loud and clear. Like, I'm ready to be who I am. And mm-hmm. like, if you fuck with me, then you fuck with me. If you don't, then get fuck out. Off. Like, get
cushy done. Do not get in hell.
Like, and I think that that also is tying into like the L's that I'm taking, because before, I mean, I did hide in my house and cry for a few days. Well, before, I would have done it for like a longer time, you know, like instead of like 1 month, this time around was like 1 week.
Do you know what that is?
Growth.
Growth. Growth. But with the glitter, you know, on a TikTok. Apple. Growth.
Honestly. So I think I'm happy for that. But I love then, that
for you.
I'm looking forward to December. I'm looking forward to your birthday. What are you doing for your birthday?
Like you said, His grace is sufficient. Like the meaning of my name, the Lord is a sufficient.
Is that meaning? So
yeah. Look, oh, what's on me. The Lord is sufficient. That's so much. He's sufficient enough to take me and my girls to Dubai.
I think he would do that for us.
He's sufficient. You know, I just asked, I told you,
that's why I asked the guy how much this to do Dubai visa for Nigerians. How much did he say? He said it's 1700 dirhams. That's 500, like approximately like 520k. And there's no guarantee. You know, Dubai visa used to be like $20.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Sorry, I have a British passport. I don't know about visa.
Oh my god, we could not even get through the first episode. I have a British passport. That she has British passport. I don't need.
Shall I tell you the
eat? This foolish girl? I'll tell her to marry me. She'll be talking about like talking about things she doesn't understand what I'm saying. So what the fuck are you like, talking about things that I cannot have? Please.
But can you see how you've casted it? You've landed marry it now. Me,
I beg.
Because now passports. Instead of us to do secret wedding,
no, we cannot do. You cannot hide me, oh. No, I beg, oh. I'm too. See how I'm fucking 6 foot. I didn't want to hide me.
Valerie's height is a trigger for me. Valerie's height
you
is
cannot
a real
hide me.
Trigger for me. Because there's one thing I actually could change about myself, it would be my height.
Why? Do you know me too? I hate that I'm so tall.
You're sick.
You're sick.
You're sick.
You're sick.
You're sick. You're sick. Do you know why? Yeah,
I hate my height. Like now, I'm more comfortable about my height. But when I was growing up, I used to slouch.
There's no way.
I used to hunch over. Yes,
my dear. If you see the platforms I wear, I was very insecure about my height. If you see the platforms I wear,
I'm sad. I can't wear shoes like that, because if I wear shoes like that,
I don't care if I'm 7'5". I would still wear those fucking platforms.
Is that you want to? You know, when I was in London, I was walking out of Tape, and some guy like literally just bumped into me, and he goes, "You're so beautiful. Step on me. Let me be your short king." I swear, he literally said, "Step on me." I just burst out laughing. Like, I just started laughing.
Not step on me.
And I was like, "No, thank you." He was like, "But I bet you love your short kings." And I was like, "Actually, no, I don't. I don't like, but like, I mean."
So, this is my problem. Yeah. I'm 5'6".
I've changed my mind on that, by the way. I can now be a man that's shorter than me.
If I date someone that's shorter than me, I'm basically dating a midget. No offense to the short men I've dated. I do love you.
Have you ever dated someone
100%? Oh, there was a time in my life. You see, short men, if you weren't,
you know,
short,
I think short men love tall women.
Yeah, they love a little dark skin tree to climb.
So I feel like we've just been talking, but then you know what's so funny is that like we've known each other. Do you know how long we've known each other?
4 years.
How do you know it's 4 years?
I tell this story all the time, Valerie.
Okay, okay. But if it was from when I got engaged, then it's 5 years.
Okay, 5 years then.
Okay, we've known each other for
We've known of each other for longer. We've known of each other for 5 years. And both we've known each other for four years.
Yes, I agree. Because I think I was already married when we started, like, talking rapping, and stuff. Yeah. But then I think that is so interesting that we've always gotten, like, you guys look alike. You guys are so similar. And I think, honestly, we both think that it's very lazy.
Cap.
And it's a lie because...
Stop the cat.
First of all, she's darker and
shorter.
And shorter. She has a fatter ass than me.
I think...
She has a smaller waist than me. I think
we're competing for biggest booty, actually.
I don't think we're in any competition, girl. Your she's bigger than my own.
I think it just has, as the BBL doctors would say, I think it just has a bit more projection.
Okay, whatever you say. Maybe I'll get my own projection from the gym. Because, like, since I'm going to the gym, like, I feel like my back is going inside and my, like, ass is coming up.
Why do you go to the gym, please?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I want to be sexier.
Okay.
Like, I know that I'm sexy, but I want to be sexier. And I can't lie. There is this boost of confidence that working out gives me. Every time my trainer gives me something crazy to do and I do it, I feel like...
Oh, I'm that girl. I'm that bitch.
You can't tell me anything, though. Since I started going to the gym, you can't tell me anything.
What's your one max rep for deadlift?
So, my current deadlift PR is 90 kg.
Okay.
Yeah, 90 kg and 4 reps, I think.
Oh, no, that's dope now.
Yeah. So, we're trying to do 100 this weekend, actually. We're trying to go up to 100. Yeah, my trainer really pushes me, and, like, I always say that if I believed in myself half as much as he believed in me, I would, like,
take over the world.
The things he tells me to do, I'm just like, how? And he's like, he literally goes like, it'll be easy. And then it turns out that it's easy.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So I really enjoy that. So speaking of, like, training, working out and all that good stuff, bodies, images, let's slither into our topic. I'm screaming that we put in that. I didn't order that wine. So, Tommy, do us the honors as the first episode.
So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about body positivity. Knowing your body.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about it. Mm-hmm. How you've been dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature and ramifications.
Not things of that nature and ramifications. I don't think
ramifications was the right word, but it's going regardless.
It's going, Sha. So, should we do, like, the...
I think
Urban Dictionary definition of body positivity.
Yeah, and then I think after we should, because we're both thick, I think we should do our coming of thick stories.
I think so too. I have a lot to talk about coming of thick. So this one says, body positivity is a social movement focused on the acceptance of all bodies, regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender, and physical abilities, while challenging present-day beauty standards as an undesirable social construct.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of English.
So they're pretty much trying to say that not only are they saying that everybody is accepted, but, like, you have to challenge the beauty standards and be like, so why aren't there bitches with stretch marks out here? I agree, Sha. So I recently, that's even happened between me and you. I was about to say that I wore something recently and a friend of mine said to me that she would never, she had never seen a thick babe wear something from their brand before, so she did not think.
Actually.
So I feel like this conversation is like, is a very close one for me because I suffer from body dysmorphia for a very long time. I think a part of me still does because of how, like, when I get into, like, my body, like, when I'm obsessed with, like, if I have a goal for my body, I get really obsessive about it.
Okay.
That's part of why I've been going to the gym a lot. But at least now it's like a healthy obsession.
Okay, fair.
So, like, I've done really extreme things to lose weight. I've locked my teeth. I've done that thing where, like, you... So, you know what they do is... I did it when I was in uni. All right? And they put, like, metal in the top of your teeth here. So, like, a metal string. They pass it from one tooth and bring it out from the other one. Okay. And then they pass it from a bottom to the top from the other one.
So it's like a...
put a metal through, then they wind both, then they put a metal through from top to bottom, and then literally wire your jaw shut.
So it's not that Kanye West happened to you, that you enter accidents. No, you yourself, you carry your leg.
I was talking like this. Like, I couldn't open my teeth.
So what were you, like, smoothies, milkshakes, that liquid food?
You can't even drink a lot of liquid food because you can't brush your tongue. So, like, there's certain things, like, and they can wire it completely shut, like, you're constantly like this grinding, but it's bad for your teeth. So they just wire it, like, next to, like, shut. And, like, I did it for 2 weeks. I had it on for 2 weeks, and I lost like 15 to 18 kg. Like, I just dropped the weight like that.
Mm-mm. You not drop it where you're not
like
easy.
I vanished literally. Like, I literally just became like a figment of like I became
everybody's
half,
imagination.
I became half of what I used to be. That I did that when I was like 19.
No, but do you know what's scary about that? You put up a throwback of you, like, what, 4 years ago?
That one, I did keto. So I've done, that's what I was saying, like, there's no diet.
I want to say something.
That's, what's that diet? That cayenne pepper and cheese diet.
We are opposites, bro. I want to say something, but I don't think it would be very body positive.
Eh? Did you see how I froze?
Eh? Valerie, no offense. You see that your keto face? No, try him again. It's not going. No, try him again.
Don't fucking kill me.
Don't try him again.
So, I didn't like. I had worked so hard to get that body.
Yeah.
I remember when I was trying to. When I started keto, I got like. You know, you can't eat anything else when you're doing keto.
So, like, your body. Honestly, I don't.
Okay, so the way keto works is you have to eat fats and oil only. So, like, I was only eating eggs, bacon, meats.
Almost
so
like the caveman diet.
Yes. You cannot eat anything that is not fats and oil. So, that's what I was eating. And you have to constantly do that. And if you eat something else, it can affect your body going into ketosis. Now, ketosis is when your body starts burning that fats and oil for energy instead of looking for carbohydrates in your body.
Right.
Do you get what I mean?
That, I'm not going to lie, that seems like a fancy way to say starvation.
Yes, because
anytime I
keto
do this,
and intermittent fasting go...
Glitter.
I should put the glitter.
Glitter.
Because keto and intermittent fasting go hand in hand. So when I started doing keto, I can never forget, there was one day that I had one bowl of Maltesers and I started crying. Because I really wanted, I have a sweet tooth, right? Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to eat something sweet. I wanted to eat something that I would enjoy. And like, I had that one bowl of Maltesers and I felt so bad. My stomach was so upset because my stomach was not used to me eating sugar like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I felt so embarrassed. Like, I couldn't have self-control to not just
eat. But that's just so much pressure.
That's what I'm saying. That's what body dysmorphia is. It's not normal.
Shanuel.
Yeah, fucking
Shanuel. But do you know why I
that's literally what it is.
So when I completely understand it and like I empathize with people that are going through like things
bitch, you
like
better.
That. No, of course not. Well, I'm not saying gremlin. But do you know what is also always so crazy to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you guys are beautiful. Like,
I didn't say I was ugly. I just said I was fat.
Yeah, mad. As in everything, like, how the way your body is, the way your face is, you are actually fucking good. Like, should I borrow you my eyes so you can view it from my point?
I mean, I definitely believe that now. I think I did struggle with my body image. And I feel like it had a lot to do with... So I started getting a lot of attention when I went to... senior secondary school.
Okay.
So I was a tomboy from just 1 to just 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a mixed school, but okay. I was a tomboy. So I went to this all-girls Catholic secondary school from SS1 to SS3. And, like, when I went there, it was a scary place. So I lost a lot of weight. So my body now became, like, literally, that's when my body became pear-shaped, when I went to secondary school.
Okay.
So when I came, so whenever I came back, I was in an all-girls secondary school. I never used to get attention. Mm. So whenever I came back home, I was always like, what's happening? Like, it was so, and I've talked about it before on previous episode of the podcast that part of, that's part of the reason why I lost my virginity early, and I lost my virginity to like a guy that was like 6 years older than me, because like it was not my mates that were talking to me. Mm. It was all these
older guys,
fucking predators. Because why are you talking to a 15-year-old, 16-year-old? Like, what are you doing? Like, it was, and I didn't know better. Mm. Like, obviously, I'm not like. I didn't know better. I cannot blame myself for any situation I was in, because you're way older than me. Like, I remember 100%. That when I was 19, I told you before that when I was 19, this guy was in his 40s and he was proposing to me, like, for real. So, like, I feel like I've always thought about my body. Mm-hmm. It is in recent times that I enter conversations and even meet new people, and I can afford to not let my body be the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
I just started becoming comfortable enough to actually wear oversized clothing to go out.
Yes.
Like before, I felt like I needed to always constantly show my body, and I felt like it was always something that it was sort of like my character.
It became a personality trait for me. Yeah.
Yes. And like, it's been very important for me to like kind of shift that, because I feel like I beg, not every day sexy. Some days casual,
just, you know, comfy and cute.
Like, and I think that's what working out affords me, because I'm just more comfortable in myself and my body in a lot of ways. So I don't feel the need to present that, oh, you must know that I'm sexy. No, it's okay if you don't know I'm sexy. No, voila. Like, like, it's calm. But for a very long time, my self-worth was definitely attached to how I look. I honestly used to be very, very judgmental of fat people. And I was fat too, so I hated myself.
Wow.
I hated myself.
I'll
absolutely say I hated myself. Like, 100%. But like, I've definitely grown from that. And I can't, if you ask me why, I can't think of any reason. Like, I can't think of any.
I don't think there needs to be a why. I think when you're young, you're very impressionable. Mm-hmm. So whatever you see around you, you're going to assimilate, and you're going to shape your world to what you're seeing. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But I don't think, it's your first.
I'm very happy. But I'm very curious to hear your story, because I only know mine.
Mm.
So, like, you saying that your story is different, I'm just like, you're so lucky. Did you see I was looking at you? Like,
no, it's not that. No, no. When I say is, I think what's...
I'm just trying to order the wine. I'm paying attention.
I think what is opposite is, like, I think the thought process. So I went through puberty quite late. Mm-hmm. I didn't start looking like this till my first year of uni, end of my first year of uni.
Ah, that's crazy.
As in, I went to uni, I came back, and my mom was like, we need to buy you a bra for real. But I think...
They don't have the 1 liter one anymore. I'll just get the one you have.
Yeah, that's fine.
2-1.
We cannot drink 2 liters. Okay, Lodi.
Okay, carry on.
So, yeah, I think I grew up in London. I grew up in South London. So it was
I'm a South London.
That's why you don't play with me. That's why you don't play.
I've already said it though. Now that me and Tommy have solidified our friendship, if you look for my trouble, she will beat you.
Actually, that's the problem.
She will beat you.
That's the problem.
You just sit down on you with this album, you're in trouble.
So I feel for me, it was like in different steps that I was aware of my body.
Okay.
I feel like I'm very, very thankful. I wasn't brought up in like that type of environment where they'll say, oh, this person is coming to the house, go and wear trousers, or go and, like, I wasn't raised in that sort of environment. So just me being...
I was.
Really, well... That seems stressful.
Yeah, it was.
So,
it was. I feel like when I talk about my experiences, but carry on. Just
we're gonna circle back to that.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that.
I feel like the first times I was made aware of my body. And at that point, honestly, I looked like a chubby boy because there was no curve. There was nothing. I just looked like a chubby boy. And I was okay with that because the people that I surrounded myself, I had to grow a personality.
How can you say
no,
you
but it's true. That's why I have a personality. I could not rely on my looks when I was fine. No, as officially, I was fine. But I was just round.
I've always been like.
I was round. It was not thick. It was not thick with Q-U-E. It was just round. I looked like a chubby boy. But when I became aware that, maybe you're carrying something. Is when I would, go out. Mm-hmm. And then you'd pass a barbershop. And the Ghanaian.
Okay, so the cat's calling.
Yeah. One of my favorite cat calls, don't do it all because honestly there were predators. You can't be 30, 40, 50 hollering at a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most interesting cat calls I have ever received to date was Wagwan Fluffy. Yeah. I'll never forget that man. When I return home, I still see him sitting outside of the barbershop. That's why you're still outside of the barbershop, sir. Because you are calling young girls and asking them Wagwan Fluffy. Why will you not still be there? So that was the first time I was like,
I'm going to throw
aware of my body. Second time
why
I became.
Like that?
Eh?
Why he do you like that?
I don't know why he didn't even like that.
Oh, more like that horrible culture going to the market with my mom.
I'm so happy I avoided that. I'm not gonna lie.
Going to Tejo Show,
I'm so Lagos happy Island, I
Tejo Show and Balogun with my mom. Because my mom is one of those women that does everything. Oh, more if you to the market, they'll be dragging you. Oh, so disgusting.
I could never.
Okay.
So the second time I became aware.
You can never forget why. I'm going to start calling you Fluffy.
People call me Fluffy. But do you know what the maddest thing is? Depending on who you are, I actually like it.
Oh, Fluffy.
Because shout out, yeah, this person knows who he is. But last time I was in London.
Why are you giving a shout out on the first episode?
Yes, daddy.
Call me.
Because we have unfinished business. Okay. Anyway. Even though he did see me winding up on my other thing, hey, do you know what?
Your life is dynamic.
I do things for the plot.
All of us.
The plot. Anyway, so he saw me in London and he was like,
I'm going to steal this bodysuit from you. But
that's fine. Mm-hmm. I saw him in London and he was like, you know, you're not thick, you're healthy.
Shoe?
Okay, daddy.
Like, you're
thank
like
you.
Cold, you know, like cold. You know when oats get cold?
Eh?
You know oats. when they get cold? You know how it is?
You're an idiot. Yeah, I need you. We're lying.
With 3 Ks.
The next time I became aware of my body, was when I was in uni. And one of my guys, and do you know what's really funny? He's actually someone probably in the entertainment industry now.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I remember. You don't know. You probably won't know him. He's in the UK.
Okay.
But I'll just you after. Mm-hmm. But we were in the library.
My big worry is much.
We're in the library. He looks down at me and he said,
Wait, library like
university library. Oh, I'm weary. University library. And this is chaotic. Honestly, Valerie, this is chaotic. He looks at me and he goes, T-Govs. Because I don't know why people used to call me T-Govs back then. It was like, T-Govs, this breast should be for sharing. Hold on, wait a minute.
So, I'm screaming.
I remember calling my mom.
Sharing with who?
I don't even know.
I'm looking at your breasts as you said it.
I remember calling my mom, yeah. And my mom was like, you know, boys, unfortunately, will be boys. Just don't let anybody.
Yes.
Well, I could not call my mom. She was like, boys, unfortunately, will be boys. Don't let anyone feel bad. This and that. Just shy, give me a pep talk. And I came home, and I'll never forget my mom's face. She just looked at me, and she was like, oh, yeah, let's go to Marks and Spencer's. We're going to buy you a bra.
Oh, so you weren't wearing a bra then?
I was wearing, like, sports bras, bra tops. Do you get it? I literally went to uni, came back, and I developed everything. And from then, even my male friends, that everything was completely platonic, mm-hmm. I saw the shift in how they treated me just because of how my body changed. And I think y'all niggas was sick for that one.
So I think that is another thing that I struggle with. I'm tired of when I talk about my relationship with guys, because I have some very close guy friends that we don't have any sexual history. Mm-hmm. And every single time it's like, you people are probably fucking, he wants to fuck you. I think that having a body like this, so the body that is now mainstream, because when I was growing up, I was called horrible. I was called fat. I was fat shamed throughout my entire secondary school. I was called
the big girl.
Like, I literally was called the big girl. Yes. So it's very interesting to see that people are spending money to get the same body. So it's also painful, because I know, and that is why I struggled a lot with my waist, because I was constantly trying to fit into society's standards of what was acceptable. I was constantly trying not to get called horrible. So is so sad. Not sad.
I think it's interesting to see.
Do your body or do whatever. Mm. But it's just interesting to see exactly that now all of a sudden it's this is the society, this is the standard body, and this is what everybody, because trust me, I went out recently and babe, the amount of nyash that I was seeing, even me as a babe that has nyash, Kilo, I was just like, yo,
I said, damn, oh my god,
the babe that was even beside me on the table, and she stood up, I was like, Jesus is loud. What's going on here?
It used to shake me. And honestly, I feel like just because of the culture of getting your body done, one thing that really irritates me is when people, they don't even ask me. They'll ask the people around me, is her body real? First of all, if I did my body, I promise you, I'll be shouting it from every mountaintop. I will scream about it unashamedly.
Secondly, I take it as a compliment, Sha.
Secondly, if I got my body done, I promise you, there would be so many car accidents in Lagos. Everywhere I go, people would be jamming themselves. I guess that
car accidents.
I promise you. But I feel, do you know the part that I think I find kind of irritating? Is it's just black boys in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time where it wasn't cool to be a black boy in the abroad.
Yeah.
And obviously certain people paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, big bum, wide hips, smaller waist is a body type. I hate that people just see someone and assume that, because everybody is getting it done, they must have done it themselves. I feel
like that's just the unfortunate thing about the space that we're in.
Mm.
And I feel like it's even problematic that thick bodies are being put on a pedestal at the moment, because initially, when people say the Kardashians popularized plastic surgery,
mm-hmm.
and getting butt implants or whatever, but that's a lie. People were doing it from time. 100%. But I get that they popularized it because they were the famous people.
16-year-olds were getting gifted boob jobs when I was in London.
This babe has taken out majority of her implants, and I feel like a lot of times people do surgery because they're like, it's what's trending, it's gonna give me attention, it's going to. I saw a TikTok one day of some two babes that there was this TikTok trend where they were saying, I was kicking, I was high as fuck, tweaking.
Oh, yeah, that song, yeah.
Yeah. The person was jonesing when they did what they did, pretty much, right? And the caption was, us doing our body thinking that we'll make the money back. And they had clown faces on, and I'm just like, imagine going to do one of the most dangerous surgeries in the world. You want to make.
I think, personally,
I'm not judging anybody. I'm just perplexed.
But I feel when you've had a medical operation.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Did you spill it?
Yeah, I did, but it's okay.
I think when you've had a medical operation,
mm-hmm.
to do an elective plastic surgery, go hard.
My sister,
It go. You see my roles, I keep them like that. I've been under anesthesia before. It's not fun. Yeah. And for me to choose because of aesthetic. Aesthetic, yeah. My client.
Because it's not going to be better for aesthetic.
It's not going to be well for aesthetic. Because I cannot endanger my life. Do you know how many people die? Like, I feel like if it's something that will make you happy and it's something that's going to fix something you have been struggling with, then yeah, go ahead. But like, doing it because you feel like it's an investment and you're going to flip that money.
I think that's crazy. You're going to find you. I think that doing your body for returns is crazy. I consider doing my body return? This year. Like, I seriously considered
getting worked on. Sorry, Mr. Wande, what's the Yoruba word for greed?
Ojukokoro.
You're having ojukokoro.
No, it wasn't even to necessarily do like a butt lift or anything. I just wanted to remove fat from my stomach and my arms. And you're right, I was being greedy. So that's part of why I like started really going to the gym, because I was at this point where I felt like I said, like I'm always doing extreme things to my body.
Mm.
And this time around, I was just like, let me just take like the healthier route, you know?
Fair.
Let me choose peace.
I like it. You know,
funny enough, it was a man that inspired me to go to the gym.
Are you serious? Oh, well done, guys. You've done something good this year. Shout out to you.
Like, he was like, oh, like
just go to the gym.
No, not even. He didn't even say it like that. He was just like, he goes to the gym a lot.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, well. I miss when I used to go to the gym a lot. And he was like, just do it, man. Like, because he has seen me a couple times. I like, probably I'll post one workout video, another random, but like nothing concrete. And now I go to the gym 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I love that.
Constantly. Like, I don't like, if I go out the night before, ask anybody that's been around me. You've heard me say, I have gym in the morning.
Yeah, so.
I've said it to you before. I don't play with it. So like, everybody's just like, gym. I'm like, yes, gym. Because
I respect it, though.
It just makes me feel better about myself in general. And I feel like that has changed like the relationship with my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning that I have to give love to my body. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not even working out so much. Like, I'm doing 3 times a week. I'm not trying to do 5 times or 7 times a week because I don't want it to overwhelm me. Yeah. I want it to be something that I look forward to.
Yeah, that's realistic.
Like, I've developed a more healthy relationship with my body where I actually love my body. I look at my body and my folds, my stretch marks, it doesn't make me feel as uncomfortable as it used to, because you don't realize how much stuff you internalize and how much stuff you've made a part of who you are.
Yeah, until...
Until, like...
You know, that's why I stopped going to the gym.
Why?
Exactly that. It became... excuse me. It became obsessive. You know, I'm on stage, people take pictures of me.
Mm.
People make videos of me.
Okay.
And I found myself in a position where literally, if a picture didn't look perfect,
mm-hmm.
I am that's not happy. That's why
I was concentrating doing my body. Because that's, I'm like, why is my stomach sticking
happy.
Out?
I'm not happy with it. If a picture doesn't look perfect, if it doesn't look like... I'm not going to lie. I compare myself to the Yankee standard of babes. If my picture doesn't look right, if on stage bits are shaking and grooving and it's not what I want to shake and groove,
mm-hmm.
I have a problem. It affected my work. It affected a lot of things. It became an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit myself down and I said, well, these fats, you are fat, scared of getting fat. You're going to reach there. You are going to eat... Bro, I'll be eating once a day and what I'll eat is chicken salad. So I literally had to get back to a space where it's like, Omo, however you see yourself, as long as you're healthy, as long mm-hmm. as you're respecting your body, as long as you love yourself, that's how people would take you.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
I agree. It's just like...
But now I'm becoming a Pilates princess and I do like it.
I don't like Pilates.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't like the class I went to. It was just enough for me.
Oh, no.
What I'm now getting into, though, is yoga. because it's amazing for stretching.
Yes, actually.
So, yeah, I think that the problem with what we've been talking about all day, though, is that, like, we're only talking about body image from
our point
of view. And unfortunately, like, we can only speak from that standpoint. Mm. But I know, like, I do have friends that have tried to gain weight. And I feel like beauty, when they say beauty is in the behind...
you say anything... Hey, so in the high, it's in the high. Abby.
Ah, loudy, loud. Accept me for who I am, please.
Okay.
When they say, when they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, like, it's, I know that that statement is very, very restrictive. Like, it seems like it's just one person that is beholding something.
Yeah.
But I feel like in general, it's very important to see yourself the way your loved ones see you.
Yeah, super important.
Like, you're more than the numbers on the scale or the numbers on the tape. Like, there's so much more to you than what size you are.
Yeah, or what you look like on the surface.
I really wish people understood that, because you know how dumb it is for you to not fuck with someone because, what, they're too skinny or they're too fat? Like, are you daft?
Actually.
Like, why can't you just, if you are so bothered by their weight, that means you love them, right? So, like, why can't you?
You're obsessed.
Why can't you either use that love with sense or just completely fuck off? Like, I think that the pressures to look a certain way are a problem for me. I'm never afraid. Like, I remember when the first time I started going out at night without makeup, this was in like uni, I was like 19 or 20. I'll wear red lipstick, wear Ruby Woo, so that it's not like as if I'd never even try.
I love that.
Oh, now I'll run dog anywhere. As in, my eyes, like,
no lashes, no nothing. My eyebrows aren't done. I don't have a haircut, don't care.
Listen, before, you know, I used to be so obsessed when I have, when I'm going out and I haven't cut my hair, I'll be like, let's cut my hair. It's part of my makeup.
Yeah.
You people should be like,
you collect it like that.
Some days I'm going to look 10 over 10 plus 10. And some days I'm going to look
regular,
like I did not try. Well, both days I'm still who the fuck you're I still am. You. So I feel like it's very important to tap into that. Like, be surround yourself with people that, if you're struggling, if you're trying to lose weight, surround yourself with people that encourage you, but in don't pressure you. In a positive
manner, yeah.
Like, don't ever feel pressured. And also, don't ever do something for anybody. Like, I know somebody gingered me to go to the gym, but I just always wanted to go anyway. Mm-hmm. So, do things for yourself. Don't be with someone that's telling you, oh, I want to go to the gym. Abby, I want you to go to the gym because I want you to be sexier. Mm-hmm. The girls I normally talk to are sexier. Go and talk to them.
Go and talk to them. Go and find them. Let them stress you.
Like, go and talk to them.
And I think something that's really important to remember is a more mainstream beauty, what do they call them? Beauty standards. It's wash.
Honestly.
It is actually wash. It's been proven
time and time again.
Time and time again. The next thing that's coming round, we're going back to them Kate Moss's time, cocaine chic. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna look like I'm using a drug. I'm gonna look like this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I was.
The only thing that can happen is I get sexier. So you need to understand that a lot of these pressures that people, even let's not even talk about body. Let's talk about how makeup has changed over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I still do 2016 brows because it suits me.
You say 2016 brows.
Do you get? But now, you need to remember that things will always change. One thing that's constant is who you are at your core.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I would rather be fluffy and have a good heart than be skinny and be a bitch.
But speak, I can be fluffy and a bitch. Me, I don't like
duality.
And then that whole mindset of people that had that look a certain way should be nice. I should be nice to you.
No, I'm not nice. I'm so sorry. I'm not nice.
I think when we start seeing people as
who they are.
Like, we need to see people as an individual. What they look like, yeah. Not what they look like, not the idea you've projected of them onto them. Not anything. Like, look at this person typically at their core and be like, who is this person?
Yeah.
I tell you for free that you treat people differently. Like, you would interact with them differently. 100%. You would move differently if you looked at every person and be like, ah,
this is this person. This is how they are.
This is how they act. I'm not sure I can move like you would treat people differently.
100%.
And, like, I'm all for doing whatever it is to make yourself better. If you feel like losing weight will make you feel better about yourself, 100%, go for it.
Do that.
If you feel like gaining weight, I lost weight in 2019. I lost a lot of weight. My waist measurement at the beginning of me trying to get my wedding dress, my waist measurement was 37. And on the day of my wedding, my waist was 26.
Eh?
Yes. I lost 11 inches around my waist. Like, I was... You saw the video. I was like...
My hips were like
40, 44, 40... They'd never been that small in my entire life. Like, I was like... I know some people say, oh, he's 44, he's not small. My dear, for me, it was very small.
Relative to
I became like a size 10. 8 top, 10 bottom. Like, that's what size I became from a size 20. And I looked like I had skipped 1,000 meals. Like, I didn't like how I looked. Like... my weight gain from 4 years ago till now has been extremely intentional.
And I love that.
Like, I actually said, I once bought it and I overdid it.
I don't think you did.
But now I'm like rolling it back in.
I don't think you did. I honestly feel, that you're just like my sister, you know.
Why'd you say so?
If my sister's skinny, she looks quite scary. No offense. Not saying you look scary. But it was just, no, I opened Snapchat and that's what I was greeted with. It was shocking now.
You know how many people messaged me?
It was like, shocking now.
So many people messaged me on that video and were like,
I threatened her straight.
If I'm not too shy, I'm going to actually give them the video so that they can play it.
I threatened her straight. So you go down to that, the friendship is finished. Yeah, because so it's not, I'm the newest actually. Addition in her life. They cannot say, when that tea gobs came.
That's when she started looking hungry.
Hey, Joy, have mercy on me. If it's not about you, have mercy on me. No, God. Man. I feel like...
Yeah, man.
And sometimes when you go... Let me tell you something. Secrets for real.
Secrets
for real. Not everybody look good with bum bum.
Girl, bye.
Some of you babes, I saw you before your procedure. I saw you after. That before was going.
You know, I agree that some people that looked better, slimmer.
100%.
I agree with that.
Now that you've done it, we have to support you in it. You go, girl. Abby, we support you. Mm-hmm. You go, girl. Mm-hmm. But it was, that one was going. So, boy, I can my reason.
It's good. I think, to be honest, the truth about it is, I feel like growing up, people don't understand the implications of the things that they do when they grow up.
Yeah.
You also need to remember that majority of people that have done their bodies can afford to go twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. And you also need to understand that most people that do their body once always go back.
They always go back.
You don't know me, aka you don't buy markets.
Real market, better markets.
Like, you need to love. I don't know how to, I know that it's easier said than done.
I think, do you know what?
But if you need to download an affirmations app, download an affirmations app.
Do you know the perfect example for this thing?
What?
My braces.
You know what's so funny? I love that adults now are wearing braces. Like,
I could have gotten veneers.
Please.
Straight up.
Please don't do veneers.
I was ready to drop that. Should I tell you why I didn't drop that stack of veneers?
How much is it going to be? How much is it going to be? Yeah, I wish yellow. You're a big yellow.
I'll punch you.
I wish I met you before for my 30th so that I've bought me house. You're a big girl. Tig house.
I'll punch you in your neck, bro.
Misty. I'm so fucking
I was ready. Listen,
that's a lot of money.
Everybody's getting veneers.
That's rent money.
I was ready to drop that stack for veneers. Nobody could tell me nothing. The only reason I didn't was that my dentist was like, oh, because my two front teeth used to do the Azonto. So, it's true though.
God. Not the Azonto.
Yeah, the Azonto. Yeah, they did. So he said, if I don't get braces to straighten out my teeth,
it's a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time. He's just going to have to shave them down to the baby. Yeah. So I'm gonna have baby shark teeth, and that's my biggest fear.
That if your veneer should fall out.
I don't even. That's not even. I just don't want baby shark teeth.
You know, but veneers, they have to shave everything down.
They don't. My dentist does minimal prep veneers. The prep is so minimal that if one day you decide your brain should touch and you want to take out your veneers, you just need braces to bring your teeth back. Bro.
I'm sorry, but I've not seen anybody that has done veneers. Bro, he does. I'm that telling I like.
He.
Everybody with veneers looks like this to me.
Like horse teeth, yeah, I get what you're saying. But
I'm sorry, if you have veneers, that's how you look to me.
Before I did my braces, yeah, you're a wicked person.
When anybody with veneers talks to me, I'm just like,
wow, those teeth are bright, you know.
God, don't blind me.
You're ridiculous. Before I did my braces,
don't get veneers, I'll clown you.
That's rude. That's really rude. Anyway, before I got my braces, I had to look at myself and say, listen, if you get these braces and your teeth actually never change, are you going to be sad? And I said to myself, Mama, we love ourselves regardless. It's my teeth that are doing Azonto. I never kill anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's going. And I feel like, honestly, before you decide to do a procedure, don't be in a hurry. Just learn to love your body. Like, people forget, people take their bodies for granted.
They do,
like,
absolutely.
Breathing. There's some people this world that cannot breathe, though.
Mm-hmm.
Their hearts do used to malfunction.
I think people do take a lot of things for granted.
Yeah, your body is working overtime
I agree. I think if you've not, if you've not had surgery before, for your health, then you will not understand.
It seems light because everybody does it, but you're really putting yourself.
It's like pregnancy. People have been having children.
Please, let's not start that pregnancy conversation.
But you know what I mean. People have been having babies since
the kingdom.
Since when there was no even pad for periods. I don't even know how they were doing it that year, but they've been having babies since the dawn of day, and that seems odd. Like, I can't believe when I was young, I wanted to have 10 children. 10 nibo.
Do you know you can go blind from pregnancy?
You can go deaf, dumb, blind. There's one trend on TikTok about pregnancy showing people shaggy. You just go from looking like one sweet babe to looking like, I don't know, Voldemort. I can't do it though. Like, listen, where I'm at right now, I don't want to have children. But that's
I was gonna say something. I'm so glad my brain stops me from saying it.
Right now, as I am like this, I don't know
if you are trying to bring pregnancy to me, you are threatening me right now.
You are threatening
in the future,
my life.
Yeah, going. But right now, if you try to say preg, you are threatening my life and you should be arrested.
No. You put me at risk. And
high
have to
risk.
Run away. No, I can't. But anyway. Enough of pregnancy fears. Let's wrap up the episode. I'm super excited to finally be doing the podcast again. Tamara left the podcast and she really broke my heart, but I still love her. I'm excited to still definitely love her, but I'm very excited to be doing it with Tommy. And I know that everybody is used to watching me and Tamara.
Get used to me.
You need to get used to Tommy because
I'm here.
She's part of the family now, you know. Your Instagram is DJ T Garbs.
Yes.
So check out her Instagram. She's a baldy badzy. She's one baldy badzy.
I'm the baldy badzy. You never see.
That's exactly why I said she's one baldy badzy. I knew you were going to say I'm the baldy badzy.
The.
I beg you, cause you grow. But yeah, like, I'm super excited for, like, stuff we have planned.
Twins of Lagos.
Yeah, giving twins of Lagos. And hopefully she doesn't break my heart too.
I don't think I will.
If Toby breaks my heart, I'll do the podcast alone.
I think you can, but I don't think it will reach like that.
You are mad.
I'm confused. I'm supporting you, go girl.
You say you think I can, but it will not reach like that. I want to not reach like that.
Because I'm not going to leave.
Oh, okay. Oh!
I don't understand.
I thought you meant like if I did it alone, it will not slap. That's why I said go punish you.
Can you take it back? That was really mean.
Okay, I take it back. Because
okay,
I don't know what you said. I take it back. Okay, sorry. Oh my God. That one is definitely affecting me.
Ah.
But yeah, do you want to let people know where they can find you on social media?
At DJ T Gubbs. DG.
Bye, girl.
That sounds wrong. DJ T G A R B S.
That's, is that your
hand? Everything is everything.
Do you have Twitter?
Yes.
Do you tweet?
No.
I'm dead.
I use Twitter to stalk what's going on. Like any popular
thing. Yeah, that's happening, you know, since they banned Twitter in Nigeria, I'm one of those people that just never
let me back. Know, like before that I was never tweeting. Twitter is a very scary place to say one thing.
I used to be a Twitter angel. I think in when I got locked out of one of my Twitter accounts, but I think I had up to like 3,000-4,000 followers.
Oh really?
Yes. Like that year when having Twitter followers was a thing. Yes. I tried.
They locked. Wow. I mean,
I got locked out. So I just started using my burner, and now I just use my burner accounts. Now I have.
Sorry.
I have. Two Twitter burner accounts.
Do you have an Instagram burner account?
I have a Finsta. Yes. What? I have I have two Finstas.
Okay.
I have one Finsta where that's the one. I have two Instagram accounts that are not my Valerie EK account. Mm-hmm. I have one where it's my Finsta, mm-hmm. where I just post whatever I want.
Okay, fair.
And then I have one that is used to stalk people, comment on blogs.
Can I ask what kind of the stalking one is the one I'm interested in? Which one is? Like, what is it? It's just like a random page.
Yeah. The name, from the name said.
I'm not
to the pictures
lie.
There. The pictures there.
I get bookings on my Finsta.
You get bookings on your Finsta? It's for what?
It's a hair page.
It's a what?
Hair page.
God, oh my God. Like you sell hair?
And do.
Why? Why does it have to be so elaborate, Toby?
I don't just, like, so no one will think it's me. And that's the thing. I tell people, I'm very public that I have a hair page that I use as my Finsta. Nobody has ever called me.
It's giving She Must Be Obeyed.
Yeah.
Troll Kingdom.
Yeah.
That's what you're giving
haters.
Right now.
But I only use it for good.
No, me, I be abusing people with my, it's my, yeah. one of my, that my fake
I want to make one that I'll be using to comment on Instablog. On Instablog.
Instablog. It's fun to comment on Instablog.
Really?
I be fighting on Instablog, but with my fake Insta. Like, you never know it's me. Nothing on that Instagram page would lead you back to me.
I would really like to be caught out with that hair page. I just think, how legit it is, yeah.
You legit, but I want to be what?
I want to be caught out on that Instagram page.
Why?
Because it doesn't make sense. Like,
no, me, I my Finsta is fun. Like, I just post, sometimes I post the face of the man I'm talking to, something crazy. Just to be provocative.
You know, someone used to do that. One influencer used to do that. And then someone copied the
picture. Oh, no. My Finsta,
do you remember that one?
My Finsta is solid. Like, if anybody, like the people that are on my Finsta, if they post stuff on my Finsta, that means those are my real, it's my actual friends that are on my Finsta.
Oh, fair.
Like, very.
Me, I don't trust, I know, after the shege, certain people show me this, I don't trust that kind of thing.
Don't fucking kill me.
Me, like, shit, I cannot.
I did a soft hard launch, even though the mantle has been useless.
It's when you, let's talk about that another time. But I was going to say, it's when you soft launch them that their madness starts. Anyway,
the final thing we're going to say on this podcast is, so, I mean, enough of, like, let's not even get into, like, this whole Finsta yarns or men being men yarns. I feel like we'll have a topic for that. I've had so much fun talking about my body image because it's something that I hold very dear to my heart. And, like, I'm very open to have conversations and point you in the right direction if you need to talk 100%. To a nutritionist or a dietitian. Send me a DM. I hope I see it because I be getting some crazy shit in my DMs. Somebody sent me a video of him masturbating.
No, they didn't.
like masturbating till he came and he said my name. I thought it was very poetic, actually. If he wasn't a crazy person, I'd have like, ah.
That's oh, so you cute. Knew him?
No. I mean, if he wasn't, if it was someone I knew, I wouldn't have thought he was crazy. But like, I didn't know who he was. Just, I'll look for the video. I think I make a screen. I made a screen recording of it before I blocked
Jesus.
Him. But I'll look for it for you and I'll send it to you because he was like, he was really he on was it. Into it. Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, someone used to call me before and when I talk to you, just start moaning. Yeah, I've had a lot of crazy.
The only one I've had is.
I think we should talk about stalkers because have you had a stalker?
I've had a couple. The only crazy DM I've received recently is someone said they want to be my dog. And they want to stand at my gates and be barking. Then when I didn't reply that one, they now said they want to be my financial dog, that I should be spending their money. And I said, but you've already proven yourself a mad person.
As a mad person. Which one is financial dog again? Why can't you just say, like, men are so weird. Anyway, please, watch, listen,
subscribe, comment.
Let us know.
Interact
with the podcast.
Yeah.
We're Loki Relatable Pod on across board. So Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel now. So go and run the numbers up a big. You know, we have so many. We have. I kept watching like old episodes of the podcast, and I was like, oh, we have so many views. You guys really loved us. But watch this one too and love us too. Thank you very much for coming back and for listening to the podcast. We love and appreciate you, Tommy.
Love you guys.
See you soon.